Like on my 21st birthday, I was in a hotel on a tour with the Beach Boys, and I opened the hotel door, and the Beach Boys are standing there with a cake, and they sing happy birthday to me.
Wow.
On my 21st birthday, you know.
Wow.
Just weird stuff like that that you look back on and go, man, that was really something. I'm really looking forward to doing more live playing, like with a band. A few months ago, I put together a benefit for this organization called Good Works in Leaper's Fork. And it's Dave Hoffner on piano and Charlie Chopper Anderson on bass and Waldo Latowski on drums. And a wonderful singer named Renee Armand, who used to work with Hoyt Axton and John Denver, and she's a great writer and great singer. And we had Tom Rohde with us on percussion, but unfortunately Tom passed away a couple of months ago. But I'm loving playing with that band, and we're coming up, we're playing January the 28th at Leaper's Fork at Puckett's. And I'm really having fun with that band. And then every month, Jay Brown and Joe West and some more guys, we do a benefit at Kimbrose. It's the third Monday of every month. The group, the charity, is called Homes for Our Troops, and they're based in Massachusetts. And they build special homes for really severely wounded veterans. You know, most of them are, they can't walk, and a lot of them, some of them are paraplegic and they have some serious disabilities, but they make special homes for them, you know. And we do that every third Monday. And we've had some really fun special guests, like Jonelle Mosser's come out a couple of times. We change it to Toys for Tots for Christmas, then we go back to Homes for Our Troops the rest of the year. And we have a great time doing that. And we've always got some real special people coming out. Like we had a girl named Rebecca Correa was one of our special guests this past month, last week I guess it was. And she's great, great talented girl. And Mark Volman from the Turtles is already committed to doing one with us. He said he was going to do one. I don't know which one he'll do coming up. So that's a regular thing. And I'm going to be doing house concerts in different cities around the country. I've got a thing coming up at the Crimson Moon Cafe in Dahlonega that's kind of like a house concert, but that's in the March the 3rd. And then I've got one coming up. We haven't confirmed the date, but I'll be doing one out in Scottsdale. Then I'll be doing one in Louisiana coming up. I'll be doing a couple around Nashville and one down in Mobile. One of the things I'm really excited about that I really want people to know about is that the whole teaching thing, I'm doing lessons on Skype. So I've got guitar students in Germany and Australia and in Canada and in the States, of course. And I really want people to know about that in my DVD, Guitar Playing for Songwriters. And there are a lot of adults who may have had an experience taking guitar lessons or something in the past who, for some reason, think they can't do it. I mean, there's millions of people out there who could be playing a musical instrument who think they can't do it because somebody told them they couldn't do it, or because they played a guitar that was too hard to play and they thought, oh, this hurts my fingers, or they had a teacher that insisted on teaching in a way that's... There's a difference between learning to read music and learning how to play an instrument. And some people get the two mixed up. I mean, it's not the same thing. And so if you focus on the technical or academic aspects, I guess, of playing music, and you never get into the feeling aspect of it, like you can learn how to read the notes to a song, but most people who want to play guitar do not want to sit there and play the melody to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. They want to play songs, and they want to play chords, and they want to play music they like. For most people, it's not about reading notation and playing a song out of reading off of a score or a sheet music. It's about playing songs that they like. And that's why most of the guitar methods that I think are really severely lacking is because they're teaching a person to do something that he really has no interest in doing, and they're kind of skimming over the things that they really want to do. Like they'll be focusing on reading notation, And the chord knowledge and the knowledge of how to play a song and how to play chords and how to play rhythms is just very minimal. So I just think there's so many people out there who could be playing guitar who aren't because of either something in their head or they had a bad experience when they were a kid with music lessons. And, you know, they might have wanted to learn a Beatles song, but the guy says, you have to learn what a quarter note is first, or, you know, that kind of thing. People who have had a lot of experience playing music professionally can teach you so much more than somebody who's just a teacher and haven't had that world experience of playing music and traveling and touring and playing in the studio and whatever, writing songs even. That's something that I want to get people to think about is, well, maybe you can play a guitar, or maybe you can learn how to do this, play an instrument. Just because you have this misconception that it's something that's a lot more involved or a lot more difficult or a lot more left-brained or something, and you might, well, you know, it's just depending on how you approach it.
Yeah.
You know, like I've met so many people who have got music degrees, especially keyboard players, piano players, who can sit there and read the heck out of a piece of sheet music, but they can't play Happy Birthday, you know. And it's like, well, I think there are a lot of people out there who want to learn how to play a simple song that don't need to learn how to read sheet music. I mean, if you want to be a professional musician, that's a different thing. But if you want music to be just a fun part of your life, then you don't have to approach it so academically.
Man, I really appreciate you doing this with me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sure. Man. This has been an honor to talk to you.
Well, you too. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you.